signal tracker? He suggested. Cooey jerked his chin toward the monitor at the neighboring table as if to say, I've already thought of that. Connected to the police and to the Vatican's telephone network, the system recorded all information on an intruder's signal. It even contained a trap, a series of paths that slowed intruders long enough for them to be located and identified. This won't get us very far, said Cooey after a few moments. Vespers has hidden his entry point by jumping between different telephone networks. Every time he makes a loop through one of them, we have to trace him right back to the exchange. He'd have to be here a long time before we could do anything about him, and he'd still be able to do some damage, if that's what he wants. What else could he want? I don't know, the younger man answered, looking both intrigued and amused. He went on, his face serious again. Sometimes they just want to have a look around or leave a message. Captain Zapp was here, that kind of thing. He paused, watching the screen. But this one's going to a lot of trouble just for a saunter around the system. Father Eregui nodded twice. Do you think he'll get into Imavad? He just has. Dear God. Now the red cursor was flickering rapidly, moving down the long list of files on the screen. He's good, said Cooey, no longer hiding his admiration. God forgive me, but this hacker is very good. He paused and smiled. Diabolically good. He had given up on the keyboard and was now simply watching, his elbows on the table. The restricted access list was there on the screen in full view. 84 cardinals and high-ranking officials, each given with a corresponding secret code. The cursor moved up and down the list twice, then stopped with a flicker beside V01A. Swine, muttered Father Eregui. The data transfer log was registering a tiny decrease in free memory. The intruder had cracked the security lock and was transferring a file into the system. Who's V01A? Asked Father Cooey. Father Eregui didn't answer immediately. He unfastened the collar of his cassock and passed his hand over his head. He looked at the screen again in disbelief. Then he picked up the telephone receiver slowly and, after another moment's hesitation, dialed the emergency number of the Vatican Palace Secretariat. It rang 7 times before a voice answered in Italian. Father Eregui cleared his throat and announced that an intruder had broken into the Holy Father's personal computer.